Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're now talking with Pella Christian recent graduate Trevor Veenstra, who got to lace up the cleats one more time as a member of the Pella Christian football team with the Shrine Bowl. Trevor, let's just start there. What did it mean to be able to play one last game wearing that Eagles helmet and getting to play one more game of football?
I mean, it was just super fun to go out there and practice with PC on my helmet. And then it was also fun to see, since you exchange stickers, seeing everyone else with a PC sticker on their helmet too. Just brings back some good memories to the seasons before, just rethinking about everything.
And Trevor, I know that with the Shrine Bowl, there's a lot of things that kind of go on with that. I remember talking to you about that at the dinner that was held this winter with that. If you could kind of just outline what the week and even the weeks leading up to the event looked like.
So the week of, we just, every morning we had practice and breakfast. And then normally in the afternoon, we'd also have practice. So we were doing two-a-days. But then also there would be always some fun activity. One night we went bowling. That was super fun. Went to a water park one day. And then the Shriners put on, there were a couple like picnics and barbecues that we went to. Super fun. There were some kids there that spoke about what Shriners meant to them, how they've been impacted by it.
And let's touch on that a little bit, because obviously this is more than just a football game. This is an event for the Shriners Children's Hospital. And you mentioned getting to hear from some of those kids and just hear their experiences. What was that kind of like for not only yourself, but for the rest of the players there, to just be a part of something a little bit bigger than football and yourself for, you know, about a week or even the weeks leading up to it?
I mean, it's just very eye-opening. See how many kids are affected. And it's just great to come together, know that we're doing it for something more than just a football game, and how there are kids that need help.
That's really cool. And Trevor, I know that with that, you mentioned just some of the fun activities. Did you have one activity outside of the game that kind of stood out to you as a favorite from the week?
It wasn't really even an activity. It was just some nights we would just hang out in each other's like dorms. And then we'd also just like take a walk to Quick Star. That was probably the most fun part.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And let's talk about that experience too. You mentioned getting to hang out with the guys in the dorm rooms. And obviously there's some guys that you know from competing against them. Or, you know, I know that Luke Hardman was even a late ad, so you know him from being there in town. And, you know, you got several guys such as Mark Busson, Caleb Cook. You've got some other guys from the Marion and Warren County areas. But what was that experience like, just kind of getting to meet new people and get to learn the game, learn a different way to play football with a different group of guys?
I mean, it's just great. Like, I made so many new friendships that are just great. Like, I'm glad I got to meet some new people, hang out with them. It was just amazing.
And Trevor, I know that one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about prior to the Shrine Bowl was the baseball season wrapped up right around the time that you had to go over to Cedar Falls for the Shrine Bowl. What was that like for you, trying to kind of navigate that and figure out baseball season kind of winding down and the Shrine Bowl coming up there?
You know, I really didn't think about it too much. I was just kind of focused on baseball. And yeah, I didn't think about the two combining at all.
I mean, that is a fair point. And I know that it's a unique opportunity. You get to play at the Unidome. And unfortunately, there wasn't an opportunity for the Eagles to get there, or there were some opportunities that came up just short. What was that like, getting to experience that atmosphere and playing on the big stage up in Cedar Falls?
I mean, it was just cool to take the field with the team and just be playing out there. Unfortunately, though, even though it's in a dome, it's still kind of raining on us. Like, the dome was being repaired, so like some parts of the field were still slick.
Interesting there. I would never have guessed that, knowing that it's a Unidome. But again, we're talking to recent Pella Christian graduate Trevor Veenstra about his time with the Shrine Bowl, and Trevor, with the Shrine Bowl too, if you could just tell us a little bit about the game, how you felt like it went for yourself, and just kind of the joy you had getting to play in a game that, you know, it didn't really determine anything other than just who won that day and who lost.
You know, it's a lot tougher than high school going against, because I think their starting offensive line were like four people going D1 for football, so it was a lot tougher than what I normally faced in high school, but it was a good experience to go up against them.
That's really cool. Trevor, looking at the game itself, I don't know if you'll have them memorized, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, what kind of stat line did you put up there at the Shrine Bowl?
Oh, I honestly have no idea.
Hey, that's fair. I know that was never something you played for, but I just want to come back again. It was a great football season. Just getting to have that level of an experience and being able to be a part of the Eagles football team for the last several years, just what has it meant to you to be a Pella Christian football player?
I mean, it's just an honor to be out there with all my friends, just playing the game that we all love. It's just an honor.
That's super cool. Trevor, one final question here. Now that high school sports have wrapped up for you, I know that you're going to Liberty to throw for their track and field teams. What's kind of the timeline look like for you in the meantime before you head out to Liberty?
I don't really know. So I move out there August 15. That's all I really know. From then on, I'm gonna try to golf as much as possible.
Hey, golfing's always a good thing, and it's all good. All you need to know is move-in day, right?
Yep, exactly.
Trevor, appreciate the time as always. It's been a pleasure getting over the last few years. Looking forward to seeing how you do at Liberty and some future conversations about the Flames throwers.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Trevor Veenstra of the Pella Christian football team, recent participant in the Shrine Bowl, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.